Dan Bremnes is performing along with The Color this Friday at Grace Church in Newmarket. Tickets are at danbremnes.com. It's part of the Wherever I Go tour. You hear his new song, Thunder, here on Life.
Can you feel that thunder?
Dan Bremnes is with us now. Good morning.
What's up, guys?
Well, we're looking forward to having you back in Central Ontario. You're performing with The Color. Now, do you guys all travel together?
Yeah, we're all in one bus together.
Oh, wow. Okay. I want to be a fly on the wall. I want to be a guy. Is everybody just on their phones constantly? Are you guys writing songs? What happens on the bus?
Well, usually the bus just drives through the night so that we can sleep and get to the next venue. So usually there's some banter before bedtime and maybe a part. Last night we started watching Batman Begins and we didn't really even get through the beginning of Batman Begins. Oh. We just all went to bed.
Batman never began.
So, it never barely began. And we're all like dads now. And it's sort of a little bit sad. We just, gone are the days of staying up until 2 a.m. and just not caring. So our lives are strangely a little bit more normal. And I think you should pray for us.
You got it. You got it. No problem at all. Well, we're enjoying your new song, Thunder, off your latest album, Wherever I Go. Okay, we're used to a little bit different from you. This is really a kicking song. Like, it gets us in a great mood. It gets us inspired. Is that where you wrote this song from?
Yeah, not really. it sort of was one of the last songs that came together in the record. I was actually in Los Angeles and talking with a few friends, and it turned into this song, and it sort of came from me almost losing my career.
Wow.
To be honest. And so it's a statement of not going to give up, you know? And basically in 2017, I got a phone call from the label that I was on, and they said, hey, we're sorry, but we have to let a few artists go and some staff go, changes in the industry, and so you're no longer on the label. And it was a shock. And I definitely felt like my career was over, and I went home and I talked to my wife. I said, hey, Britt, this happened. Maybe this is a closed door. Maybe this is the end. And she said, no, it's not. Don't give up. And so I actually went back into the studio, wrote a bunch and recorded a bunch. And I planned to release this album independently. And then out of nowhere, I got two more major record deal offers, which is rare. And I didn't see that coming. And it delayed the album a bit, but I'm back at it, and I wouldn't have foreseen it. And it sort of just made me realize how much we think this is our story, and it's not. It's God's story. He's the author, and I never would have written any of these songs if I would have been on that first label still. It was the journey that brought these songs out, you know? And especially the song Thunder, and I feel like it's not just my song. It's anyone who's in a position where they're like, man, this feels like it's over. I feel like I've been defeated. There's some truth. And the truth is that in your weakness, he is actually strong. It's true. And you can do all things through Christ. But it's usually when you feel like you can't. So that's a long explanation, but that's the story.
Well, that's a good one. You know, punch in the gut type news like that. I mean, we all come across that from time to time. And like you're saying, it's nice to be strong in the Lord. You be strong. And then all of a sudden you just kind of like, all right, well, this came out of left field. I wasn't quite ready for that. And did you find you grew in your dependence on him?
Yeah. Yeah. And I also reminded myself that God wasn't surprised. he doesn't get surprised by these things. In fact, there's like, I love the story of Joseph. You know, the story of Joseph, he had this dream as a young boy. He was 17 and had this dream of being some sort of prince or king, and his brothers and everyone bowing down to him, and he's so pumped about it. Well, the next day he gets sold into slavery, and then he spends, you know, over 15 years in prison. I'm sure he was like, okay, this is the end. But it was actually all part of God's plan. And that's where it's really hard to wrap our heads around it. But this simple truth that God is in control, and nobody's in control of God. He controls the story. No matter what somebody does to destroy, or, you know, no matter what the economy does, or no matter what happens at your work or in your family or what people are saying about you at school or whatever, God's in control.
Dan Bremnes live on stage at Grace Church in Newmarket Friday, May 10th, along with The Color and Luke Langman. You can get tickets at danbremnes.com. Thanks, Dan. It's been good talking to you.
You too. Thanks.